Before we begin this meditation, let's take a moment for preparation through relaxation. Let's take some time to put the cares and concerns of the body behind. And let's take some time to put the cares and concerns of the mind behind. Let's put away all reflections on the past and all projections into the future and experience only the serenity and the tranquility of the here and now moment. One technique I find especially helpful for achieving a relaxed state of both body and mind is for you to imagine a bright, white, liquid light flowing down from the heavens above and caressing you with its soothing touch. Feel its loving embrace as it slowly flows onto the top of your head, down the sides of your face, across your shoulders, and down your arms. Like a nice, warm bath, it washes away the tensions of both body and mind, relaxing every fiber of your being as it slowly flows down your chest, down your back, across your pelvis, down your thighs, down your calves, and eventually past the tips of your toes. As you find yourself completely enveloped in the warm embrace of this bright, white, loving light, all of your worldly cares and concerns vanish. Your body is at rest, your mind is at peace, and even your soul is soothed. And now, in this more relaxed and present state of being, I want you to picture something with me. I want you to picture yourself standing at the edge of a stream. It's a very wide stream, a stream so wide, perhaps it should be called a river. It's a clear day. The air is crisp and cool, and the sky overhead is a bright blue with just a few fluffy white clouds floating by. You notice how the sunlight reflects off the surface of the stream like thousands of dazzling diamonds. And you look down at your feet, and you notice that you are standing in tall green grass. And the grass beckons you to feel its coolness. So you take off your shoes, and you begin to walk along the banks of this stream. As you go, you notice how the blades of grass tickle the soles of your feet and tickle your very soul itself. You haven't gone very far along the banks of this stream before you see a small wooden boat at the side of the stream. And when you see this little boat, you get the strange sensation that this boat was put there just for you. So, feeling some kind of divine ownership of this boat, you walk up to it, you put your hands on the side of the boat, and you push it into the water, hopping in at the last minute as it drifts away from the shore. And for a while, that's all you do, is drift. You're content to just sit in the boat and watch the world go by as you pass it by. After a while, though, you look down the stream and you see a bend in the stream, and you do not know what lies around that bend, but you do know what you'd like to see there. The fulfillment of a desire that you have, the accomplishment of a goal that you've set, or perhaps the realization of a lifelong dream. Take a moment now to picture what is it specifically that you would like to see around that bend in the stream. But don't just see it. Using all of your senses, experience it. What do your eyes see? What do your ears hear? What does your nose smell? What does your tongue taste? What do your fingers touch? Take a moment now to imagine what it would feel like if your desire, exactly as you are picturing it, was already completely fulfilled. And now, with your destination more clearly in mind, the time has come to stop drifting and to start making your journey more purposeful. So, you reach down into the bottom of your boat. You pick up the oars you see lying there, and you begin to row, row, row your boat gently down this stream towards the realization of your dream. As you go, you notice how the flow moves you along at a pace that is much more effective and efficient than you could ever achieve under your own power alone. And you realize that this is no ordinary stream. This is the flow of divine guidance in your life, leading you, directing you, and supporting you in reaching your chosen destination. And with each stroke of your oars, you feel yourself taking advantage of that divine guidance, of that flow of divine goodness and grace. With each stroke of your oars, you feel yourself paying attention to your own intuitive wisdom and acting on that. With each stroke of your oars, you feel yourself paying attention to the intuitive wisdom of other people and acting on that. With each stroke of your oars, you feel yourself noticing the divine signs and synchronicities that are all around you, discerning their meaning, understanding the direction they are pointing you in, and acting on that. With each stroke of your oars, you feel yourself gliding toward your goal with effortless ease. Remember, though, the divine flow knows what you want even better than you do. Regardless of what you are picturing in your imagination, the divine flow knows what really underlies your desire. It knows what the true desire of your heart is, which is usually an experience of life that you want to have, an experience that may be greater and grander than what you are currently imagining, and an experience that is always in the best interests of all. It is to that experience that the divine flow is guiding you, not necessarily to the specific thing that you've chosen to represent that experience. So, take another moment now to let go of the specifics of your desire and just feel yourself headed down the stream towards the perfect manifestation of your dream, towards your highest good and the highest good for all. Take a moment now to just feel the flow of divine goodness, divine guidance, and divine grace in your life. And now, as we bring this meditation to a close, do not, in your mind's eye, picture yourself rowing your boat over to the side of the stream and climbing out. But keep that feeling of the flow flowing within you. For the flow is always flowing within you, around you, through you, and as you. As you ever so slowly begin to return your full awareness to this time and this place, know that whatever it is you want to have, do, or be in life, in spirit, already is. Your job is just to take the next right step that you are being divinely directed to take so your desire can manifest in the material world. And now, once again, fully awake and fully aware in the here and now moment, come back, won't you, with a grateful heart and an appreciative mind, saying thank you, thank you, thank you for the effortless fulfillment of my heart's desires. It is done. It is so. And so it is.